Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
No, let's take a look at this brochure here. Let's see. Olympic Mountains, Pacific Ocean. Oh, wow. This is great. Werewolves, vampires. Yeah, we're going to visit Forks on This Is Today. All right, before we head up to Washington, let's welcome you to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Thursday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, 2020. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, I talked about Forks in the open, and that's because it's the birthday of Stephanie Meyer, the author of Twilight. Yes, the whole saga. Yes, she wrote that, and she needed a setting for the books, and she found it. She looked on Google and she found Forks, Washington, and it's beautiful. And we are going to be talking with somebody from Forks later in the podcast. But first, we've got to talk about Christmas Eve, right? Yes, one of my favorite holidays of the year, Christmas Eve. It's extra special this year. No, I mean, okay, I don't get to spend it with family. I don't get to do the typical things, but it puts us that much closer to the end of 2020. And who is not excited about the end of 2020? Am I right? Okay, well, maybe Donald Trump. Maybe he's not so excited about the end of 2020 because, you know, he's not going to be in office very much longer. But everybody else is pretty darn excited, I think, about the end of 2020. We've got New Year's Eve coming up, and we've got a show planned for that. I'm not going to tell you about it just yet, but we'll get into that later. Instead, we'll talk about Christmas Eve, and that is today. So happy Christmas Eve to all of you. I always celebrated Christmas Eve and not really Christmas Day as much with my family growing up. So we had our dinners and get-togethers and all of that. So I'm definitely going to be missing that today. However, we're healthy, we're fine, and you know what? That is what's important. So happy Christmas Eve to everyone. And the other big thing, of course, is looking for Santa. So you can listen to my December 22nd podcast from 2 days ago, where I talked to NORAD, and they are now actively tracking Santa. You can go check it out at noradsanta.org. They've also got some apps and some phone numbers and things like that that you can call. Just go check out noradsanta.org and be sure to listen to that podcast from 2 days ago where we've got confirmation. A 65-year-old tradition of tracking Santa continues this year. Okay, I'm not going to keep us out of Forks because we all need some relaxing places to go. And what I did was I Google mapped this, much like Stephanie Meyer did when looking for a perfect setting for the Twilight book. And then I went into Google Earth, and then I walked around Forks virtually, of course, on my iPad here, and it is beautiful. So I'm not going to make you wait for that. We're going to go right into that. We'll be back right after this, and we will talk about Forks. And welcome back. So it is the birthday of Stephanie Meyer. For those of you that don't know, she is the author of the Twilight book series. Yeah, one of the most popular book series out there, right? Like you think Harry Potter and then you think Twilight. Some people think that the other way around, but you know, whatever. We won't get into that. We won't fight on the show here today. So I was like, okay, what do I do to celebrate her birthday? So I did some Google searching and I found out that she also did some Google searching because she needed to find a perfect setting for the Twilight books. Yes, she needed a place that was rainy and, you know, kind of like hidden in the trees, surrounded by forest with an Indian reservation nearby. Where would she find this? Well, a quick search in Google led her to Forks. Come on, a perfect name as well. Great for the books. And so today, we are talking with a member of the Chamber of Commerce of Forks, Lissy Andros. In fact, she is the executive director of the Forks Chamber of Commerce, and she oversees the Forever Twilight Collection and Festival. Thank you so much for joining me, Lissy.
Thanks, Russ. I appreciate you having me.
All right, so I did what Stephanie did, and I took a look at forks on Google Earth. I was roaming through it and, you know, looking all around, and it is truly a beautiful place. Can you let people know just a little about what they're going to experience when they go to visit Forks?
When they come to Forks, they get to see the beauty of the rainforest. We have 73 miles of wilderness coastline. So they get to see, you know, where Bella and Jacob might have hung out at the beach. They could see driving through the rainforest, maybe wolves patrolling. You really can immerse yourself in the Twilight stories when you're here. It's just like it brings the novels to life.
Well, also you've got costumes and things like that from the actual movies and a bunch of Twilight materials in the collection. Can you tell us a little about that collection?
So when fans come to the Forever Twilight and Forks collection, which is a free gallery that's open year round, they will see actual props and costumes from all five saga films, including Bella and Edward's costumes when Bella finds out Edward's a vampire. So we have some pretty iconic pieces. We have books from all over the world in over 40 languages, and we have tons of photo op areas. And one of our most unique pieces in the gallery is Chuck Esme, and she's an animatronic doll that was created to be Bella and Edward's baby in Breaking Dawn 2, but she was not used. And now she lives with us and she's very popular in TikTok. So you might check that out.
Yeah, I've heard of this. The doll that was just too creepy for the Twilight movies. Nobody wanted to use it. They wanted to have something otherworldly and they just went wrong with this thing. So you've got it there.
Yes. Yeah, so her name in the story is Renesmee. But the cast and crew thought she was so creepy, they renamed her Chuck Esme after the Chucky doll.
Oh, that's perfect. You know, I hadn't heard the Chuck Esme name, but I did hear about that animatronic doll. That is pretty darn funny.
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right. So what has Twilight done for Forks? I'm sure that you're seeing a lot more tourism, and it seems like you guys are really embracing Twilight. So what has it done for Forks?
Well, what it's done is many different things. It's enabled businesses to be open year round. It's enabled new businesses to move into town. We've had so many fans come that are just the nicest people ever. And it brings like multi-generations traveling together, daughters, mothers, grandmothers, fathers and daughters, you know, girls trips. And we're even getting quite a few more Twi guys coming in. So guys that are embracing the Twilight saga, and we love that.
You actually came to Forks because of Twilight as well, right?
I did. I found out about Forks after reading the Twilight saga, and I was looking to move. So me and my mom and 12 dogs moved from Texas up to Forks. And matter of fact, it was just this week that I moved up here 11 years ago.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you, yeah, that's right about the time of the books there.
Yeah, at the worst time of the year.
Yeah, right. Well, what is the best time of the year to come up and visit Forks?
Well, realistically, Forks never disappoints, you know, and we are very lucky because since we're the rainiest town in the contiguous United States, people want to see the rain when they come and they're disappointed when it doesn't rain. So that's really lucky for us. But, you know, if you want to see the rainforest in its most beautiful state, come when it's raining. In the summertime, you'll find more people here. We have really long sunny days. You'll kind of notice in the Twilight saga, the summer is never really part of the story because the vampires would be sparkling. So most of the story takes place when it's raining.
Gotcha. And if I come to Forks, am I going to see any vampires?
If it's sunny, you probably won't. But if it's gloomy outside, it is possible.
And, you know, you said you brought several dogs with you. Do they get disturbed by the werewolves?
No, they protected us from it, I think.
Oh, okay, so. That's good.
They were all Team Jacob, though.
You got my next question here. How about you, Jacob or Edward?
100% Edward.
Oh, okay.
Yes, definitely. I have a Twilight room in my house, and Edward is all over it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like these books were kind of geared towards more of a female audience, but you guys have some interesting stuff for the guys as well, right? You've got the trucks from the movies and the books, right?
That's right. So we have the book version and the movie version of Bella's trucks out in front of the visitor center here in Forks. And in the Twilight collection, we've got the two motorcycles from the movies. And it's really fun because you can quiz the guys on the motorcycles, and the motorcycles are very obscure. So it's a lot of fun to talk to them about the motorcycles.
See, something for everyone in Forks. Yeah. Let's talk about the festival though. You've got a huge festival that happens each year.
So fans gather from all over the world, and we meet for 4 days in September, and we have Twilight parties. We welcome special guests, and which are Twilight Saga actors. This year, for 2021, we're going to have Billy Burke, who played Charlie Swan, everybody's favorite dad. Mm-hmm. And he's going to join us. We also have Eric Odom, who's a festival favorite. He was Peter in Breaking Dawn 2. And then we have some surprise announcements coming up. So we all come up. It's like a big family reunion. We we have panels and listen to the actors and their experiences filming. We have a bazaar so you can buy all the Twilight merchandise, your heart's desires, and just basically getting together and having a great time with friends that you know online and friends that you've met, you know, in person and stuff. And, you know, that's the great thing about the Twilight Saga. It's brought so many people together, and we are all a big family.
That's awesome. And if people wanted to get more information about that, see the new announcements that are coming out, or actually attend the festival, where would they go for that?
They could go to our website, forevertwilightinforks.com, or they could find us on Facebook or Instagram. And we do have a private group, Forever Twilight and Forks, on Facebook, and we have a really great time in our private group.
That sounds awesome. And, you know, if you are thinking about travel this summer, this winter, this whatever, I mean, anytime, as she said, is a beautiful time to go visit Forks. At least go check it out on Google Maps and just look around a little bit, Google Earth, whatever. Look at the satellite images and do the street view. It is so pretty and so relaxing looking. Hey, thank you, Lissy, so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Russ. Have a great Christmas.
Thanks, and you too. Let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Well, the reason why we had that interview, Stephanie Meyer, 47 today. Ryan Seacrest turns 46 today. Kate Spade, who died in 2018, was born on this day in 1962. Ricky Martin is 49 today. And basketball star turned rapper Eric Ojeda, it's his birthday as well today. That's your look at December 24th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.